everybody. Welcome to Profoundly Pointless. My name is Nick. Coming up in this episode, we're going to look at the viral nature of internet fame with the green shirt guy. And then we're going to discuss what are the top five colors.
The first 2 days, it was just like, okay, this is as big as it can possibly get. Patton Oswalt tweeted about it. You know, this is as big as it can get. Chrissy Teigen just tweeted about it. Okay, I'm being interviewed by CNN. That's as big as it gets. Oh, I'm on Colbert. Like, it was just this, like, constant, like, every, like, 10-minute cycle. It's been kind of incredible to think that something so stupid might have power to actually help push change forward.
I'm not the only person that has ever come up with a nickname for somebody. I'm sure I have nicknames from previous girlfriends.
What were they?
Like, Peeny Weenie. I mean, I go halfway then, and if they want to get aggressive, then I'll back down.
That's what everybody likes to hear in a man. When they get aggressive with me, I back down. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us. If you get a chance, like, download, subscribe, share. We really appreciate it. It really helps us out. So about a week ago, I'm at a Tucson City Council meeting. For people who don't know, my day job, I'm a news anchor for the NBC station in Tucson. And I'm at a city council meeting. And Tucson has a certain vibe to it. There's a guy there who's playing the banjo as part of a protest song. There's two women there that go into a protest song. None of this is particularly odd. None of this really is strange for Tucson. It's a little bit of a quirky city. But towards the end of the meeting, there was an initiative that was put forward. And it was a sanctuary city initiative. And this was really largely procedural, because the group that put it forward had enough signatures. And because they had enough signatures, Tucson City Council was legally required to vote to put it on the November ballot. They didn't have a choice. But there was two people who were in that room that I don't think this is a biased opinion. They were just there to disrupt the meeting. There was a public comment period. They could have said something. They didn't. Right after the vote, though, one of them starts yelling and shouting, and they're holding up signs. I turn the camera around. What happened next would eventually give rise to the green shirt guy meme, which, real quick, if you haven't seen it, it's a guy in a green shirt just laughing hysterically at these two people as they scream and yell and disrupt this meeting. It really kind of captured the way a lot of people are feeling. What I want to talk about, though, in this episode is what it's like to have that sudden viral internet fame. Because I think that's something that has become very real in our society and has huge upsides and huge downsides at the same time. Our first guest knows all about this. This is Alex Kack, aka the Green Shirt Guy. I think the kind of first unavoidable question is just, why the laughter? What made you do that?
Oh, come on, Nick. You were in the room. You saw what was going on. It was hilarious. It was objectively hilarious.
It was definitely interesting. Like, I've been to a lot of city council meetings, and usually there's some strange stuff that's going on. But that, even to me, that rose to a different level, though.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing I've said, and which is that is not the strangest Tucson city council meeting I've attended. But it was by far the noisiest and the most uncomfortable.
When you see the video of it, though, what was your first reaction when you saw the video of what happened, just to the video itself?
I was dying laughing. So I was actually out to dinner with the rest of the sanctuary team, and a friend of mine texted the video link and asked if it was me. And so we all watched it, and I mean, we were just busting up inside La Cocina. I'm lucky I didn't have food in my mouth, honestly.
Did you think it would be that, though? What did that kind of conversation as you guys were watching it, what did you think about it at that time?
I mean, we didn't think anything like this. You know, we were thinking it was a funny video from the local news. I'm assuming it was probably B-roll or something, honestly. And, you know, we had a good laugh about it. There was maybe 30 comments tops at the time, and I think I replied to a bunch of them. I like shared it and made a joke about being famous because I was on the local news. And
I remember when you tweeted, like, I'm going to be famous. And I kind of, from my side, saw it going a little bit bigger. And I was like, oh, I wonder if he's going to regret that.
Yeah, it was, you know, I think the joke was, it was something like, look, Ma, I'm famous, or like, guys, I'm famous now, or something. But it was just like this little local thing, you know, it was not, you know, like, so after I shared that, a few of my, like, friends shared it, and it was nothing major. That's where I left it for the evening, and then, I guess over the course of that evening is, you know, when all hell broke loose, so to speak.
When you woke up on Wednesday morning, what was that like?
So my phone just kept going off, and I thought it was my alarm, and it was actually just tons of notifications.
When you started looking at those notifications, what did you think?
I don't think it really still sunk in how big it was gonna climb, you know? I think there's like this, you know, we're in the tapering off part where like stuff's still happening, but it's slowing down. People are less interested in it. But the first 2 days, it was just like, okay, this is as big as it can possibly get. Patton Oswalt tweeted about it. You know, this is as big as it can get. Chrissy Teigen just tweeted about it. Okay, I'm being interviewed by CNN. That's as big as it gets. Oh, I'm on Colbert. Like, it was just this like constant, like every like 10-minute cycle of things layering on top of themselves.
From your standpoint, was it a gradual kind of build for viral things, or was it just an explosion necessarily? I mean, and when I ask that question, keep in mind the sense of like the internet is pretty quick to begin with. Does that make sense, kind of what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and it was absolutely like a bomb went off. You know, it was like some type of nuclear event where there's this gigantic explosion in my phone, you know, upon waking up, and then it was like this fallout throughout the day. But it was so quick moving and escalating. It was such a wild ride to be on. Honestly, it's something I'm not sure that I've certainly never experienced anything like it before. I doubt I ever will again.
Did you enjoy it? Did you want it to get bigger, or was a part of you like, oh shit?
I mean, I guess a little bit of both. I don't know if I ever thought, like, I hope this gets bigger. Because it really kept seeming like it was as big as it could ever be. And there was, like, so many moments in it that were like, this is the coolest thing that's arguably ever happened to me in my life. And I think I said that about, like, 9 different things because they just kept one-upping each other. It's been absolutely bizarre. I mean, there's definitely kind of an oh shit moment. I think that's the word you used, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely an oh shit moment whenever that happens in general, because you know, you're under a microscope and you don't know what's ever going to become of it, and you don't know how you're going to handle it. You know, I hope that people have appreciated the interactions they've had with me since then. You know, the people I've talked to online and the people that I meet in person. You know, I stop and do like photos on the street and things like that. I hope that those interactions leave people feeling good and well, not just about me, but about the campaign, about themselves, just in general. It's weird. It's like, it's this very silly, goofy thing, but there's like a little bit of responsibility to it. You know, I really don't want to let people down.
That makes sense. I mean, in the sense that you kind of don't know where it's going to go. I feel like it's like on a roller coaster that you don't know where the end is.
That's absolutely what it's felt like. And I mean, it still feels like, I mean, I think, you know, we're at that part of the roller coaster where the brakes are being applied and it's starting to slow down. But we haven't gotten off the ride yet.
Craziest messages or interaction that you've had with somebody?
You know, I don't want to focus on the negative ones. The reality is it's probably one of the negative ones. But I really don't want to focus on those or talk about those. Some of them are really, really hilarious. But if I had to like pick like just a general crazy one that like wasn't overly negative, I mean, just the whole like weird like sexualization of me and like objectification of me.
Did you feel like you were Did you feel like you were a good looking guy before? Like, if you were a one or a whatever on a scale of 1 to 10 before, what do you feel like you might be now in people's eyes?
I mean, I might have been like an Arizona 7, which is kind of like oh god, that's high. I'll be like an Arizona 6, and that's like a what? That's like a LA or New York like 3. Probably. I think I was objectively good enough looking that if I was ever gonna like ask out just like enough people, someone would say yes and go to dinner with me. But not this like flood of like marriage proposals and like literal, you know sexual propositions and requests for like calendars of me and, you know, shirtless photo shoots and stuff.
What the hell? That's kind of I would imagine you got some interesting pictures sent to you.
You know, actually, surprisingly not. So I do want to, like, really kind of give a shout out to, I guess, the people that find me attractive on the internet for, like, being, by and large, respectful about it. Because it's always, like, it's either framed as a compliment or, like, as a question. Like, people have offered to send me pictures. Some guy today, like, it was in like, the top of my Twitter DMs, was like, can I send you butt pics? I haven't had a chance to respond, but, you know, no, thank you. It's a very nice offer, but at this time I'm not accepting.
Not accepting butt pics? I don't even know how you necessarily, like, you take the butt pic. Do you take it from an angle? Do you take it straight on?
I mean, I'm not a good photographer with, like, still life landscapes. You know, like, my Instagram is full of grainy photos that have not gotten better over the years. So I'm the wrong person to ask.
Did you ever get a sense that people were coming in to kind of try to take advantage or anything like that? You know, I'll be dramatic. Hollywood agents come in like, hey, do you want representation or you want this? They're like, does that kind of happen at all?
Yeah, I've had a number of people wanting to be like lawyers or agents or like management, or like I've had a lot of apparel companies and like merchandising companies reach out to me, different things like that. You know, I had said on Twitter kind of when this all started, before I realized it was going to, like, what it was like, I knew it was a national thing, but I didn't realize it was going to be like a huge international thing. I said I was going to respond to everyone. I'm still trying to do that. It's just, it takes so long. The one people, though, that I'm not really responding to are some of those companies. Some of them, it's individuals who are reaching out, and they're fairly politely worded. And I will probably still send a no thank you to those offers. But, I mean, some of these companies, it's like very, just like, when they're overly salesy about it, I'm just like, okay, all right, this is just straight in the trash.
Because you don't want it to be about that, or was it you just don't want to be affiliated with that company necessarily?
Well, I mean, it's just, it's not about that. I mean, you know, the reason this all happened was because of the Sanctuary campaign. We did wind up deciding to do some merchandise for that because people were asking for it, and also because we saw lots of other people selling merchandise with my likeness on it. So we've decided to, you know, as a campaign, sell some merchandise and add some merchandise to kind of what we were already doing that played off of the green shirt guy phenomena. That's available online. If you check my Twitter or my Instagram or any of that, you can find links to that there.
Have you gotten any grief for that? Because to me, that kind of seems like the idea, like, you would be stupid not to do something.
I mean, very minimal. By and large, I mean, people were asking for it quite a bit, and we obviously weren't prepared to deal with this in any way. I mean, who possibly could be? So, I mean, even the orders we're taking right now are pre-orders. We're just getting, like, the production process on that started. So, you know, there's a disclaimer if you go to the web store about what the shipping expectation will look like.
How many days in a row did you have to wear that green shirt?
Today is the first day I haven't put it on. I've got to put it on for just a little bit here to film something after this, and then I don't think I need to put it back on again until probably Wednesday.
So that's 6 days from when it happened. How many times you wash it?
Three.
That's legit. That's about the right number, I feel like.
Yeah, it was, and just like the constant like flurry of like running around, it, like from one place to the next, it was actually like amazing how quickly it would start like, you know, getting dirty and smelling again.
Looking back on it, I mean, do you think there's anything like, oh, I should have done this, this was a mistake, anything like that?
You know, it hasn't slowed down enough really for me to like have that kind of perspective on it yet, because it's still to some extent ongoing. Like, I feel like a couple days ago, I said in an interview that I thought I was on like minute 14 of my 15 minutes, and somehow like I think an extra 3 minutes got added to that. There are definitely things that like I've missed in this process. Like, I found out a few days ago that I guess like one of Ellen's producers like tried to tweet at me, but like just the barrage of tweets. I mean, there's like tens of thousands of them, so I just like I have not had time to get through them all. So that definitely seems like a missed opportunity.
Has this changed anything for you in the path that you want to pursue?
Am I going to run for office or something? Is that, you know, is there a little bit of that in there?
I think more along the sense in that, like, you had a plan for life, and now that plan has changed.
Well, see, that was the mistake, is assuming that I had a plan for life. I'm just winging this thing still. That's actually, I was kind of a joke, but it's actually a fair answer. I've always been someone who, flighty might be the right word, but I think part of the reason I've done well working in political campaigns is because there's a, you know, normally a set start and end date on them. You know, I do well with different projects, and there hasn't necessarily always been like a very solid long-term plan. I mean, even, you know, with me like moving around and things like that, I think that's apparent. This probably just opens more doors. I haven't figured out what those doors are yet, but hopefully they're things that I can continue, you know, working in the fields that I do and helping causes that I believe in, helping accelerate them and helping people.
Do you think that this has changed you in any way? Like, do you feel more confident? Do you feel differently kind of as a person?
I mean, I've been writing like this like weird, like, high of, you know, constant internet attention and, you know, dopamine release from social media, and also like no sleep and too much caffeine and all this. So I hope it hasn't. I mean, I really hope it hasn't. I haven't been able to like analyze myself on that deep of a level yet, but I hope that afterwards I'm still the same person that I was, just with, you know, a few more Twitter followers, or a lot more Twitter followers.
Have you done a meme search? Like, are you officially a meme?
I mean, yeah, no, I did an interview with Know Your Meme for my, went to like commemorate the day they like put my entry in.
That's pretty cool though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I am forever a reaction meme, and it's like it's wild. So I haven't really had time to like search for them, but people will send them to me. And I mean, some of my favorites, someone sent me ones that like protesters in Hong Kong were using, like my face is like laughing at like, you know, different things that like the Chinese government had said in regards to the situation. There's a lot of cool pro-labor stuff that I saw circulating around here in the U.S. And then, like, things that, like, weren't inherently political at all, like, you know, that were just kind of funny. But it's, yeah, it's been definitely wild to watch unfold. And it seems like the concentration of memes are in kind of, like, the political and social space, which is interesting because that's, you know, what this moment was born of.
If for the rest of your life, you're green shirt guy, are you okay with that or not?
As long as it's people are... You know, it makes people happy and it allows me to do like a little bit of good with it, then yeah, I mean, buy me 50 more green shirts.
Okay, here's maybe the hard question before I get to a little bit more serious question. If it had been a different colored shirt, what color do you think would have made it even more popular? What color do you think would have ruined it?
I don't know if it would have been like more popular with a different color. I just think like anything that was like that same like kind of pastel, like spring Eastery type of color, like that one was, probably would have like stood out. Cause like it's in a government building. Government buildings, no matter where you are, tend to be like a little drab inside. I think it kind of, you know, caught the eye. The funny story is though, is like that morning I actually put on a black polo originally. And I had a little bit of free time, so I ran to get a haircut, and I changed shirts because my, like, skin was itchy from getting the haircut. This never could have happened at all. I don't think the black polo would have stood out enough. I don't think anybody would have called me black shirt guy. I think it would have.
It's kind of crazy, but I completely agree with you. Like, if it had been kind of any other color, not any other color, but if it had been, like, a white shirt... Red, I could see red shirt. That would be okay. But this was all, you know, you were at this council meeting for a serious reason. Do you think that this ultimately, like, what does this do for the political cause that you were there for making Tucson into a sanctuary city?
I'm hoping it helps. I guess the jury's still out on that, but it's definitely gotten us so much more exposure. And I think it's gotten us in front of so many voters here in the city of Tucson that we otherwise might not have been able to have reached as effectively. Especially when it comes to younger people, because it can be hard for campaigns to kind of effectively know how to motivate younger people and ultimately which younger people to speak to. They have no history in the system. They've never, they haven't joined groups. They don't have a voting history, anything like that. The kind of bulk information that we like rely on to pretend that we are competent at our jobs at all, like, it doesn't exist for people that are, in Gen Z, I think it's called now. So I hope that this reaches them. And I think it has. I mean, I've gotten a lot of feedback from people that are like in that like 18 to 21 year old range who like live here in the community. And some of them just find it entertaining. Some of them seem very motivated by it. I mean, I've signed up several young people to volunteer for the campaign who I don't know that I ever would have been in contact with before. So it's been kind of incredible to think that something so stupid might have power to actually help push change forward.
I want to thank Alex Kak so much for joining us. If you want to connect with him or learn more about the Sanctuary City Initiative, we have linked to him on our social media accounts. We're Profoundly Pointless on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. There you can see more about the things that he is doing. And also, if you want to get involved, there's information on the RSS feed that's on this podcast about how you can do that. It's from my perspective, as the person who initially tweeted this out, right? I'm not trying to make this sound like it's about me, but it has been very interesting to kind of sit back on the sidelines a little bit and watch as this whole thing has grown. The big question is, can you do anything with this? Or do you ultimately just fade away?
Okay, so now let's go ahead and give John Schull a call. And he's always really been bugging me about wanting to do more with the podcast. And there was about a month-long period, the last month specifically, where he was doing a pretty good job. But now he started to slip again. We're going to see if we can find out what that's all about.
Hello?
Why are you slipping?
What do you mean, why am I slipping?
Why are you slipping? You were putting out a lot of stuff on social media. I thought you were doing a pretty good job with the podcast, and that's really fallen apart in the last week. Really 2 weeks.
You'll have to forgive me. I'm not even sure who I'm talking to right now. You're so popular. I'm not sure that I even know who you are anymore.
Do you have my name on your phone? Does it come up as my name or does it come up as my number?
No, it comes up as your name.
Do you have a picture?
No, I don't think I have a picture.
Did you ever think about putting the picture in? Like, do you feel like we hit that level that you were going to put a special picture or a special ringtone? Did I ever get to that?
No, but it's not just you. I don't do it for anybody. I don't invest that much time, I guess, into my contacts.
Do you have, what about your wife?
I mean, I have her nickname in there, but that's it. Like, I don't have a picture of her.
What? What's her nickname?
That's irrelevant to this conversation.
What is it?
Doesn't matter what.
Yes, it absolutely does.
What's your nickname?
For me?
No, for your wife.
Oh, I've got like 30 of them.
All right, well, that's great then. Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not ashamed of it. Why would you be ashamed of the nickname that you have for your wife?
I'm not ashamed of it. It's not something that I care to publicly put out there.
Well, you are publicly putting it out there. When you put it on your phone, people can see your phone ring. They'd see who it is.
Jesus Christ. You're not going to stop till I say it, are you?
No, just tell us.
It's Wubs.
Yeah, you should have kept that to yourself.
I hate you. But you're like a gnat. You won't stop nagging until you get your answer.
Was that the first nickname? Did you have some trial nicknames? Did you like try some other ones out before you settled on Wubs?
No, believe it or not, that's pretty much the first and only nickname I've had for her, pretty much.
Did you ever use it for another girlfriend?
Never. Nope.
What were some other nicknames that you gave other girlfriends?
ones that probably I shouldn't say here. So
why not?
Because they're not PG. They're not suitable.
Whoa! So wait a minute. You went hardcore nicknames for other girlfriend, and then with wife, you went like cutesy.
First off, I need to put a disclaimer out there before I sound like a dick. I'm not the only person that has ever come up with a nickname for somebody. I'm sure I have nicknames from previous girlfriends.
What were they?
Like Peenie Weenie. You know?
Dinky Pencil Dick.
Probably things like that, you know what I mean? Things like that.
Why can't you just tell us the nicknames and we'll evaluate the nicknames and see who had the best nickname out of your wife and girlfriends?
My wife has by far the best nickname, I can tell you that.
Okay, that's legit. I would say my wife has the best nickname as well.
Listen, I've been told that I need to say something to you for this week's episode.
Okay.
That, and this comes from several people, I'm just speaking on behalf of the people here.
Okay.
But I've been asked by several of our peers in our field to give you a kudos for your video that went viral, but not because of the video, but because of what you did to show that journalism still matters on a local level.
For people who are a little bit confused about this, this was something that I wasn't necessarily going to talk about, but I felt like John was going to bring it up, so I've been dreading this a little bit.
I know.
If you've seen the green shirt guy trending in the last week or whenever you're listening to this podcast episode, I'm the person who shot that video and then put it out on Twitter.
I mean, I think, once again, you're being humble. It was number one, at least in the country. It might have even been worldwide at one point. I don't know that for certain, but I know it was nationally number one. You know, and now look at you. You're getting, sponsorship deals from Reebok, White Castle. I mean, they're just flocking to you.
First of all, I'm an Adidas man, so
call it Adidas?
Yeah, I think I did just mess that up, didn't I? Adidas.
You've been spending too much time with your kids, man.
I know. Well, one of them can't talk. So I don't know what to tell you. This look, this is the bigger issue here. How do you feel about armrests? Like, if you have a shared armrest, are you going to try to push the other person's arm off the armrest? Are you going to try to split it, or are you going to like hunch up and make sure you're not on the armrest?
So are we going with complete stranger or somebody I know?
Let's go complete stranger.
Complete stranger, I try to avoid all contact with the armrest.
Okay.
It's like the parking lot thing for me. Like, I don't even want to like acknowledge that it's there. So like, I just try, for as big of a person as I am, like I just try to sit in my seat with both elbows tucked in.
Which is hard at 5'5", 390.
First off, I'm pretty sure it's like 5'11". 270, but it could be give or take on the pounds. I'm not really sure.
Would you be a perfect square if you were 5'5", 390? I'm pretty sure you would be.
That's a pretty symmetrical person.
It really is. You're just a block. Okay, what if it's somebody you know? Are you going to try to push their armrest? Are you going to try to knock them off the armrest?
I mean, I go halfway then, and if they want to get aggressive, then I'll back down.
Okay, good. That's what everybody likes to hear in a man. When they get aggressive with me, I back down.
I had another instance of parking lot, anxiety the other day, to where I'm in a Meijer parking lot, and I'm waiting to, I guess what I should ask you first is, how do you feel about waiting for a parking spot?
I'm generally of the opinion that I'm just going to take the first parking spot that I can see. I'm not going to wait around to try and park 50 feet closer. And if somebody complains about it, I'm going to park in the back end of the lot and we're going to walk the whole damn way. So I don't wait for parking spaces. Unless there's none, then obviously you have to, but I'm not doing that.
Right. So this was a pretty busy evening at Meijer, and it was pretty packed in all the aisles. So I was waiting.
What day was it? Meijer's a grocery store, right?
Yeah.
What day did you go?
Tuesday.
That's a busy day at the grocery store. Is it Tuesday?
It was kind of awkward, but then as I was walking in, I said something to the greeter, and she was like, "Oh yeah, it's the beginning of the month. All the Social Security checks came in."
Oh, that actually makes sense. There used to be a song about it, the first of the month. I think that was more. I think that was food stamps, though.
Anyway,
do you go shopping on the same day generally, or are you gonna like vary it up, like just wait till the food runs out, or are you gonna go, "Oh, it's Tuesday, gotta go to the store"?
I mean, I'm pretty routine. It's usually the same day. It's not usually on a Tuesday though, but I needed something special, so I had to go in and on a little special.
What'd you get?
Some Vaseline.
Are you chafing?
I mean, I'm just walking down the street and chafing. Skin's just flying right off.
I would think that your inner thigh skin is pretty rugged.
You ever like had a, you know, a cat's tongue? You ever like have a cat lick you or something and it's like sandpaper?
Is that what your inner thigh skin is like?
It's like six degrees of sandpaper.
Yeah. Okay, are you going to finish this story eventually?
I'm trying. So anyways, so I was waiting for this little old lady to pull out of the parking spot, giving her enough distance. I was probably like five cars back.
All right, that's legitimate. If you were three cars, you're pushing it a little bit.
She backs out, and I see this other car, like as she's backing out, come from the other direction. And I'm like, "Oh, shit, here we go, game of chicken." And she, like, backed right up in front of me, and the car took the spot. And I was like, "You motherfucker." Like, she didn't go the other way, obviously. She didn't, like, even try to, like, give me any room to, like, sneak past her to get the spot. She backed up right in front of my car.
Did you have your hazards on?
No, I mean, I don't do that shit.
Well, that's your fault then. That's the international signal for letting people know that you're trying to take that parking spot. That's your mistake.
Listen, I've just been told that I need to grow some balls in a parking lot.
You
maybe
do.
It's
pretty shameful. It's actually a horrific. You're kind of like what I would imagine a 12-year-old skittish girl would be like driving.
Oh man, let me. I got another driving question for you.
Is this
if you're on a back road?
Is this part of your segment or not? Because otherwise, we're not going to do 1,000 questions here.
Why? You get to ask me all these questions.
I asked you two questions. You got three other questions plus this question. It's too many fucking questions.
Fine. Well, I'll wait to ask this question since you don't feel like you're too high and mighty now to answer questions, Donald. I'm sorry.
I wasn't even going to talk about it. You're the one who brought it up.
I know, but you deserve some kudos, so I'm giving you a shout-out instead of making fun of you.
Okay, well, thank you. Can we get on with it?
Yeah, get on with it.
Okay.
Sure, guy.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to make an intro music, but I want it to have kind of a Caribbean feel to it. Like, make me feel like I'm on a vacation.
See, this is exactly why I didn't prep any music, because I knew you have fun with this. So, Caribbean, okay.
Or Caribbean, whichever one you want to do.
Right? I can use both my hands?
You can do whatever you want.
Oh, shit.
It'd be the first time you'd have to use both your hands for something.
That was mean.
Hurry up!
Caribbean, I don't know. All right, I'll try it. This isn't going to sound Caribbean, though, but we'll give her the old college try here.
Okay. All right. We've been waiting for a while. Nope.
How's that?
The middle, it started off, I was like, all right, give him a chance. The middle kind of blew it. Towards the end, I was like, okay, maybe. Let's give that a 4 out of 10. All right?
Wow. That was using a empty metal candle holder, a Quaker Oats box, and a cupboard door. So,
hey, what's your latest candle flavor that you've been buying since you love candles so much?
Well, you know, you're such a loser. Why do I have to answer this question? Should I do what you did?
What? Not buy candles and act like a man?
So it's actually, they have their fall candles in now. So I happened to pick up a pumpkin spice candle. What? I'm not even upset. I don't understand why having a candle is such a big deal, or liking candles is such a big deal to you.
When did you go? Did you go by yourself? Did you go as part of another trip?
That might have been. I might have picked it up on Tuesday as a separate purchase. No big deal.
So it was a specific candle trip.
No, it wasn't just for the candle, but they just so happen to have them out, and I stopped. And once you smell a candle and it smells good, you're hooked on it.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, so the segment, you can't talk back. Just answer the fucking questions. All right. Deal.
Okay.
Good. So you're driving down the road. You have the ability to do two things because the person in front of you is driving slow. You're getting angry. You can either pass them or you can nudge them off into the side of the road. And keep going straight. Which one are you going to choose?
Well, obviously, you're just going to pass them because the other one is highly illegal and might end up you in jail for a significant amount of time. But obviously, I think everyone would like to kind of do the pit maneuver and spin them off into the side of the road.
So what you're saying is you would do the pit maneuver then?
I would love to. In my mind, I'm pit maneuvering. In reality, I'm slowly passing them on the left. But I'm going to give a little look. If I have to pass you on the right, I'm going to give you a look. And I'm going to let it linger just long enough to let you know that I'm giving you a look. We're talking about 2-3 beats.
That's funny. All right. So this question is because I saw one of the most horrific leg breaks I've ever seen the other day during NFL preseason football. So it got me thinking. So you have to answer this question. You have to choose one of two things to happen. Either you're bench pressing and you break your arm, or you're squatting and you break your leg.
Arm.
Which one are you going
to
pick?
I'm going to break my arm. I can't stand to watch leg injuries, man. They're disgusting to me. I can't stand to watch that.
It was pretty terrible. Of course, it was the Detroit Lions new receiver signee that broke his leg like on the second play of the first preseason game. But hey, and this one's pretty simple, just for fun. But salt or pepper, which one are you going with?
Salt.
Okay, I'm going to go pepper, but salt's a good choice.
Now, it does matter a little bit depending on what you're eating. I mean, if you're going eggs, I'm going to go pepper. But otherwise, I would generically go salt more than I would go pepper.
Okay. All right, now do you have them in, like, fancy, like,
no,
funny little holders? Or are you just doing, like, the straight-up, just regular salt and pepper shakers?
No, I've got the thing you buy from the grocery store. Like, I bought the cheapest one. If somebody can evaluate, like, good pepper, like, oh, that's not good pepper, you got to buy the nice stuff, that person is full of it. I'm sure as hell not,
like,
doing that thing.
What the difference is between, like what they consider to be, like, nice ketchup and, like, store, like, brand ketchup. Like, there is no difference.
Yeah, I've never even thought of that necessarily. Like, I've never been able to taste the difference between, like, the cheapest stuff you can buy for, like, $2 a bucket. Have you ever seen, like, gourmet ketchup?
Yeah.
How much are we talking?
I mean, I was at the store today, and Heinz has a ketchup that's called the real ketchup. It's supposed to be, like, made from organic tomatoes, whatever. It's like $5.59 a container of it.
Yeah, but I'm talking, like, gourmet ketchup, where we're talking, like, $10, $15.
Oh, no, I don't know if I've ever seen, like, that. Have you seen a ketchup that's that expensive?
No, I wouldn't pay it. I'm not getting that. Give me the cheap stuff, man.
Well, listen, if somebody has ketchup that's $10 and wants to donate a bottle, I mean, I'll try it.
Yeah, I'd be interested in trying some gourmet ketchup. Okay, do you have anything else, or are you done?
No, that's it. We're moving on to the social media shout-outs, man.
Oh, okay. Let's go. Let's do a music. I want you to kind of beatbox it. Give it a Russian theme. Like, kind of make it Russian.
Oh my god. I don't even know how to do a Russian accent. Does that count?
Just go for it. Let's see what happens. That is not. That's Russia.
Mother Russia. Hey, hey, Mother Russia. Ivan Drago, he ain't gay. He beat Rocky. What you gonna say? He knocked him 1-3 in the ring. Yay, yay.
That was the best thing you've ever done in your life. And it was the only thing that saved it was Ivan Drago, gay. First of all, his name is Dolph Lundgren. And we don't know, the character could have been gay. I don't think you should throw generalities like that out.
You know, only on this show ever would I even contemplate doing something like that.
It wasn't, I mean, it was in terms of its Russian flavor and theme, it was awful. The only thing you incorporated was Ivan Drago. But I thought that was...
Anyways. Well, maybe I'll go viral. Probably not, though.
Yeah, you've already gone viral a couple of years ago, and you don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, that's... Nope. So obviously a lot of attention this week. I kicked your butt in the poll again. No big deal. A lot of comments. I checked out Reddit. There's a lot of different folks on Reddit who apparently follow us, including EDK1331, who said that we're awesome and people should check us out. Joshua T1366 says that he often feels sorry for John, aka me, because Nick is so mean, but our banter is so funny.
Okay.
So I'll take that. And then, you know, several people, you know, I'm going to start calling them our regulars on Facebook who, you know, chime in from time to time. And
well, if they're regulars, it's not from time to time.
Well, I mean, you can be a regular and I mean, what's time to time? Time to time to me is like 1 to 3 times a week, which to me is
not time to time. I mean, if you went on solar pleasure cruises that much, you wouldn't say that you masturbate from time to time.
You have been on a very masturbation kick lately.
I actually thought of something that I would like to propose as a scale that I think you could really tell. I would say that there is a direct correlation between the number of times that a man poops and masturbates. The more a man poops, the more he masturbates. I would be willing to put that to scientific testing.
What's your thought process?
I just feel like that's probably true. Like, if you see a guy that poops a lot, I bet he masturbates a lot.
Maybe you should be the first test model, test person.
You know what? I'm going to start asking people, how many times a week do you go on solo pleasure cruises? And how many times a week do you poop? And I would be willing to say that people who poop more masturbate more.
I guess so. I don't really have a thought on it because I guess I've never really thought about it.
What do you do more in a week, poop or masturbate?
Poop for sure.
Okay, but is it close?
Not really. I mean, you figure you pooped like 2 to 3 times a day.
What? You fucking eat?
No. No, is that not normal?
No, dude. I think you gotta get that checked.
One shit in the morning, one in the afternoon, and sometimes one at night.
Wow, you need to eat less.
That guy, he eats a lot of food, tell you what.
He eats a lot of food. All right, are you done with this? Are you ready to go to our top five, or you have more?
We can move on to our top five, though I'm interested to see what our answers are going to be. So go ahead and intro it.
Did you leave out any of our regulars who comment from time to time?
Listen, intro the top five, you son of a bitch.
All right, so we're doing top five colors. And we're not doing, like, candy apple red, right? We're doing basic colors. Yeah, silver mist, periwinkle. We're doing basic colors. These are the top five colors. What do you got? What's your number five?
So I'm starting off probably controversially here, and I'm going with gold as my number five.
Wow, that is a little. Yeah, I don't see how you put that in your top five. I don't think that gold is worthy of a top five color. I really don't. It's not that much different than yellow, to be honest with you.
It isn't, but you add in some sparklies, and gold represents
rich and money and everything else, it gets a spot in my top five.
Okay, I don't think it does. I don't think it honorable mention at best. Maybe not even that. My number five is Black.
Okay. I do have Black on the list as well. It's a little higher, though, but it is on my list.
Okay, what's your number four?
My number four is Green.
Okay.
So if we're doing shades of green, I'm going to go lighter green, like a lime green or like a neon green.
Okay.
But yeah, there's three primary colors or whatever that are on my top five, and green's one of them.
What are the three primary? Oh, never mind. You obviously know what they are. I thought I was going to be able to bust you, and you were going to say, like, silver or something.
Silver mist.
Green couldn't do it. Cut it for me, man. I thought a lot about it. I think a lot of people would put green on there, but it's just not a top five for me.
All right, what's your number four?
Tie between silver and gray.
Okay, I mean, isn't silver just a shade of gray?
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, well, I don't have gray in my list, but I don't really think that gray deserves to be anywhere near the top five, but you do, so that's great.
Okay, what's your number three?
Red.
That's too low for red. That's stupid.
I figured you might have other things to say about that, but yeah, I have red at my number three. It's obviously a classic color. It's associated with lots of famous things, but just didn't crack my top two.
What famous things is it associated with?
Well, I mean, first things I can think of is like lipstick or famous people, like colors of classic cars.
Okay.
You know, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, red car is that I'll give you. I'll agree with you on that. You started off weak. You saved it with the red car. I thought you would go. I was waiting to see where you're going to go with this. My number three.
Rudolph's nose.
That's a good one. Santa. That's why I don't see how red should be higher on your list, I think. My number three is purple.
Okay. I mean, you're going a lot of these offshoot colors, but okay.
Well, that's the color of kings.
Is purple the color of kings? I don't even know.
Barney.
Barney wasn't a king. It was a dinosaur.
Prince.
I mean, some would argue if he was a king or...
He's the king of rock and roll.
No, he wasn't.
I don't know. Maybe he was. I was trying to see what you were going to say. What's your number two?
Oh, my God. Black is my number two.
It's just too depressing to be that high to me, though, right?
It is.
Like, what are you buying that's black? Like, ooh, black. I'm going to buy that.
I mean, I
furniture?
In my wardrobe, probably 70% of my shirts are black.
You know what? I remember I had a black shirt once that I spilled a whole chocolate milkshake on, and I rubbed it into the shirt, and you couldn't tell at all. And I thought to myself, I'm going to wear black for a while now.
I mean, black is – I don't want to say black is the most universally used color, but, I mean, it has to be up there. I mean, you know, everything has some shade of black in it, I feel, almost everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy to go with black. Like, black always kind of looks, you can put that on anything, it's going to look stylish, right? Like kitchen appliances, cars, jackets, chairs. Yeah. It's pretty easy to go. My number two is red.
Okay. Well, I mean, so like, what do you associate red with? Why is it so high on your list?
I would say red cars. You know, red cars usually kind of cool looking. You can get some decent red shoes, although that's not the kind of shoe color I would wear. But red's pretty solid. I mean, red makes a good shirt.
Sure.
It can be a decent house as well, you know, depending on the neighborhood. You don't want to go too hardcore red, but you can get a good red house.
I mean, that sounds terrible. It sounds like you're going to Pee-wee's Playhouse.
My house growing up was red.
Of course it was, but that's beyond the point.
Do you think we have the same number one?
Maybe. Do you want to do a 3-2-1 and say it at the same time?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait,
ready?
But are we going on? Are we going 3-2-1 go? Or are we going 3-2 go?
No, 3-2-1 and then say it.
Okay, ready? You count.
3-2-1.
Blue.
Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, blue. Blue by far. It's my favorite color personally. represents a lot of awesome things that that I associate myself with. Blue is just my number one. Easy.
Yeah, I agree. I forgot that you have a weird thing about dudes with blue eyes.
Well, I mean, if I have to defend myself, dudes and women, you know, more the merrier.
What's your what's on your honorable mentions?
So I have white on my honorable mention. I probably should have put white in the top five, but I, you know, if you have black, you probably need white, but I didn't. I also have turquoise.
I don't know if that's green. Is that an offshoot of green or an offshoot of blue?
I think it's an offshoot of blue, I think. Okay. But I could be wrong. I probably am wrong.
Yeah, I think it's actually green.
And then I have yellow and orange.
Yeah, yellow and orange are just... I would put them up there. I mean, those are easy honorable mentions. I thought about putting yellow in my top five, but I couldn't do it. You don't just see a lot of yellow stuff. Not like bright yellow, right?
Right. Yeah, you don't at all.
My honorable mention is classic, bold, neon, clear.
I don't know what that is.
That's a joke from my wife. She thinks it's hilarious.
Okay. Haha, I guess. Funny.
Yeah, I'm supposed to say it differently. I'm supposed to say it like classic, bold, neon, clear.
Like you're a four-year-old not knowing what your old name is?
Look, that's all it took to get her to marry me.
You ever wonder, like, you know, what our wives go through on a daily basis and why they're still with us?
Yeah, every day.
Okay, that's going to go ahead and do it for this episode of the Profoundly Pointless Podcast. We really appreciate everybody who listens. If you get a chance, like, download, subscribe, share. It really helps us out. And I know that I say that every single time, but we keep getting more and more comments. And I just think that hearing from you guys and hearing your feedback about the show and the guests and the things that we talk about just makes everything so much better. You guys really make the show, and we appreciate it so much. And of course, don't forget, pumpkin spice, hot new candle out this fall, according to John Schull. Ridiculous. Just as fast as you rose.